Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
The folks working to help out dairy farmers at the Dairy Innovation Hub sure have been busy lately. Dr. Tara Montgomery is joining us to share more about what they do and what they have going on there. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. Dr. Montgomery, let's start off with you sharing what your role is with the Dairy Innovation Hub.
I am the campus liaison for the Dairy Innovation Hub.
Tell me, what is the Dairy Innovation Hub?
So the Dairy Innovation Hub is a collaborative opportunity, I guess I see it. There's funding that comes from the state of Wisconsin specifically to UW-Madison, UW-Platteville, and UW-River Falls for the campuses to engage in research specific to the dairy industry. We use the funds for hiring research faculty, which for campuses like Platteville and River Falls is a really big deal because most of the work that we, you know, have done previously as faculty was, you know, based around teaching, and certainly our new faculty are teaching as well, but to include research programs specifically in priority areas in the dairy industry is especially exciting. We also have funding for equipment grants, capacity building, like with our campus farms across the three institutions, and also in the laboratories and processing plants that we all have to try to increase the ability to do the research, the teaching, and the outreach that have already been our mission, but now we get to focus on the dairy industry in our four priority areas. And I think that's kind of exciting too, because from the get-go, we knew that we didn't need to, in the state of Wisconsin, increase milk production. We were already doing a pretty good job with that. So we focused on saying, you know, what does the future look like, and what do we do to try to make sure that we're staying on the cutting edge of research and innovation. And so our priority areas are ensuring animal health and welfare, stewarding land and water, enriching human health and nutrition, and growing farm businesses and communities. Because if we do all of those things and we advance research in all of those areas, then we know we're going to, you know, set us up for success for the future of the dairy industry, not just in Wisconsin, but in the region and also across the country.
So I think people sometimes get a little bit confused about the difference between the Dairy Innovation Center and then the Center for Dairy Research. Can you explain a little bit about the differences?
The Center for Dairy Research is based in Madison at UW-Madison and focuses mostly on dairy product research, although they're partnering with companies, you know, across the state to do more than just make dairy products. They're also looking at wastewater management and looking at sustainability of the farms where the milk is coming from to be able to, you know, processed into dairy products. But they're funded in part by checkoff dollars, and so that's coming from the producers, whereas the Dairy Innovation Hub is at all three campuses and is funded by the state of Wisconsin. So ultimately, you know, in similar ways in one sense, because certainly taxpayers are helping to move these things forward, but in slightly different ways. The other thing that's different is in some cases, when you look at the Center for Dairy Research, they're focusing mostly on dairy cattle because of the checkoff dollars coming from dairy cattle industry. Whereas when we look at the Dairy Innovation Hub, we have the opportunity to focus on all species, anywhere milk comes from, and we consider part of the dairy industry, but also not just focusing on the dairy products, but focusing on the entire picture. So the farm, the communities, the businesses, and it's really kind of fun because we can talk about how all of those things work together, not just one particular area, like the Center for Dairy Research focusing on the product, but not necessarily always looking at the dairy animal itself, for example.
So you guys complement each other, but have different goals in the end and different people funding it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of the things I think is neat that you and I have chatted about in the past is that your group, you're working with farms, in particular smaller farms, to develop some kind of on-farm added value products.
Yeah, I think we all value the small farm. You know, everybody knows the state of Wisconsin as a place where we've got lots of small farms, and on average, average, I think our farms are still in that small category. What used to be considered large certainly is defined differently by different people. Some people think 10,000 cows and some people think 300 cows still is a lot. So I think that that's kind of an interesting dynamic. But because Pioneer Farm at UW-Platteville is small, we are milking about 180 cows, you know, so total we're around 400 cows from the youngest to the oldest on the farm. But probably 15 years ago when our new freestyle barn was built, it was built with the intention of half milking parlor and half robot. And we've been able to install recently sort of some of the latest and greatest in terms of technology. And we've got Lely A5 astronaut robots. And so we've been able to do some research from that perspective. But the next thing that we're talking about is how do we expand on the dairy product side? Because River Falls and Madison are doing a great job in each of their specific areas with helping folks look at dairy processing. And we wanted to make sure that we were contributing to that effort as well. And so we're working on our dairy pilot plant and training center and looking at how that can expand our knowledge even further and give folks an opportunity to say, okay, well, what if I want technology like the robots so that I can spend more time working with my animals and less time, you know, doing some of the maybe more mundane, you know, kinds of things like milking the cows two or three or even more times a day, depending on the situation and the setup. And especially now that we've got challenges with, you know, the labor force, we're saying, how do we bring in these technologies and show some of the smaller farms what they can do to help diversify? And maybe that means making their own products. Maybe that means taking their own milk, and maybe it's some unique genetic, whether it's from Holsteins or from other breeds. Maybe it's not even cows. Maybe it's adding goats and sheep. And how do you make a unique cheese or even go beyond that? And, you know, there's folks that I've talked to that are interested in kefir. There's folks that are interested in making yogurt. There's folks interested in bottling milk, because that's something that I think a lot of smaller communities are interested in, being able to maybe have non-homogenized milk or have full fat, you know, going beyond the 3.25% that we get in our whole milk, or even going beyond that and looking at developing a product that's never been developed before. And it's kind of fun when you talk to the students or when you talk to farmers and everybody's thinking about something. Everybody's like, I wonder if milk could do this. I wonder if we could use our excess protein or our whey proteins or whatever to do something different. An example is one of our funded projects is looking at using waste protein from milk, whether it's waste milk or from, you know, the whey from a cheese making process, and turning it into a filament that then can be put into a 3D printing machine. And so that's happening in our engineering programs. So that's just an example of using milk in a completely different way. But then the idea of value added, whether it's making your own ice cream mix or making a specific cheese or making something we've never thought about before, those are the things that kind of excites us about the opportunity with the Dairy Innovation Hub, because we have funding for people, funding for projects, funding for equipment, and the whole intent is to work with farmers and with industry professionals to make the industry better, you know, not just now, but in the future, things we haven't thought of yet.
This is all very important for the future of our industry. As a farmer, they have a question about how they can transition to robots, or they want to do something value added. What is the process for them to start working with you?
Because we're all working together, you know, I mean, that's the other exciting thing about the Dairy Innovation Hub is from the get-go, we had to commit to really, truly collaborating like we've never have before. I mean, there's always been across the different system schools, you know, like maybe Green Bay and Whitewater and Oshkosh and Platteville would work together on a project or a grant or something like this. But this is truly, we have to think as a unit when it comes to the Dairy Innovation Hub and how we're going to help. And so we've got a central kind of hub of our hub. Our program manager, Maria Walt, works out of Madison, but works for all of us. And our website, so if you get, you know, Dairy Innovation Hub, if you search that, you're going to be able to find us. And at the website, we've got a place where people can ask a question or give us an idea. What's something that they want to try out? And then that gets filtered to either a specific campus that we know is working on something. So, for example, with the robots, because Platteville has the robots, you know, that is where we would start. But we partner with folks all across the system for areas areas of expertise. So, for example, a project that's coming up is collaborative across all three campuses to hire a graduate student to work at Platteville on animal behavior when it comes to the robots. They've got a couple of ideas that they want to explore that haven't really been explored before. So it's a River Falls faculty member and a Madison faculty member and a Platteville faculty member working at Platteville to try to, you know, answer that question. Some of that comes from the questions that come through our portal. Some of it is contacting us directly. So a lot of folks know maybe somebody at each of the campuses. And certainly I'm always available, email or phone or whatever, to talk something through and say, you know, hey, is this something you guys are working on? Should it be something that we're working on? Because we don't always know what's needed in the industry. So we really rely heavily on the industry reaching out to us and saying, this is what we're seeing now, or hey, I have this idea because I went to this conference, or I traveled abroad and I saw that in Ireland, you know, they're doing this technique. Is that something that we can bring here to the United States? And what does that look like? And because we're collaborating across all campuses, we're not just saying, oh, cool, well, Platteville's going to take that on. We might not have the expertise, or we'll have half of the expertise or part of it so that we can collaborate together. So I think there's multiple ways that folks can reach out to us, but that portal through our website or reaching out individually to somebody that you know at a campus would be a place to start.
I guess that's why it's called the hub.
Yep.
The hub is where everyone moves people to where they need to go to get the right information.
Absolutely. And I should also mention that in November, we're going to be heading up to River Falls for our Dairy Innovation Hub Summit, the Dairy Summit. That's going to be an opportunity for folks to learn about what our newer projects are. So things that have gotten funded within the last year and where we're hoping to go. And it's partially on campus in River Falls, but also it's hybrid. You know, we started this whole process in 2020. So that's all you have to say, right? And you know that there was challenges with that. So from the get-go, we were thinking about having online options. And after we did that, the next year we went hybrid and people were really excited to be able to still tune in and listen to what was going on, ask questions because you can interact, you know, live with the speakers, but still be at home. And I think especially for dairy farmers and processors, that's important because you can take time away, but you can't always take time away. And of course, with World Dairy Expo coming up, sometimes that's the big thing that people are going to take time off for. Something in November maybe is a little more challenging. So I would also recommend that anybody who's interested in learning more about what we're doing, look up the Dairy Innovation Hub Dairy Summit and register for that as well. It's free to register, especially if you're coming in a hybrid fashion online.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Montgomery, for chatting with us. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.